thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
I've been thinking about bridging the gap. I've noticed in the North Coast here, if you go walk on nearly any of the beaches here, there's a stream or a river runs along the beach or runs from the top of the beach down. And so say if you're walking from the White Rocks into Port Rush, you look at the river, it depends how fast it's flowing, think, could I jump over that? How far would I have to run before I jump? Maybe you look for a narrower bit. If you're out walking in the hills, walking in a forest, you often come across a wee river or a stream, and you're walking again, say, where's the narrow bit? Where's the broad bit? Where can I jump over to get over? And you're gauging where's the place you could bridge the gap. And if you're like me, you're looking to see, how deep is it if I don't get over? How wet am I going to get if I go in there? People have always tried to bridge a gap, always tried to go a bit further. If you think about long jump, there was the long jumpers in 1968, Bob Beamon set the world record at the Olympic Games of 8.9 metres. That is a long way. Didn't look like anybody was going to break that record until in the 1991 Olympics, this guy, Mike Powell, smashed the record for those of you who work in feet, by 2 foot. He jumped 8.95 metres. Now, you may be thinking, what is that? What's 29 foot, four and a quarter inches? Well, it's roughly from here to that fire door. Right? Have a look at that. That is some gap to be jumping over. I mean, any of you fancy jumping anything near as far as that? I was actually going to do a competition. I was worried about carpet burns and all the rest of it. But people are always trying to bridge a gap, go a bit further. Bridges. The longest bridge in the world, well, I'll say it because you probably don't know how to say it either, is the Dangyang Kunshan, Great Grand Bridge in China. It's the world's longest bridge at 102 miles, which makes me wonder, why can they not build a bridge from here to Scotland? Because that's only 20 miles. I just don't understand why they can't do that. Tunnels. The world's longest, deepest rail tunnel, 35-mile twin-bore Gotthard Base Tunnel, high-speed link under the Alps between North and South Europe. An effort to bridge the gap from one place or another. But some gaps are just too big. No matter how much or how ingenious humans are, no matter how much effort they have, there are some gaps that human beings can never, ever bridge. And this evening, I want us to think for a few moments about such a gap. And that is a gap between every single human being and God. And when we think about this evening, we're going to ask and answer three very simple questions. What is a Christian? Why should I become a Christian? How can I become a Christian? So firstly this evening, what is a Christian? Firstly, a Christian is somebody who understands that their sin has separated them from God and there is absolutely nothing they can do to bridge that gap between them and God. That is the first thing they need to understand. The Bible says, for all have sinned, not just who you might class really bad people, even what we class really good people, for all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. That is, they haven't reached God's standard of perfection. So it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a criminal, whether you're a minister in a church, it doesn't matter. Everybody has sinned. The Bible also says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth isn't in us. So the first thing is to understand my sin, your sin, has separated me from God, and there's nothing I can do to bridge that gap. So secondly, it's somebody who recognizes that they can't bridge the gap, so they need a savior to rescue them. There is nothing they can do. There is nothing humanly that anyone can do. So basically, God has to do something if that gap is ever going to be bridged. We need a savior. It's only through Jesus. The Bible says that no one will be declared righteous before God, in God's sight, by the works of the law or doing any of our good deeds. Rather, through the law, through the Bible and God's law, we become conscious of just how much a sinner we actually are. Then, thirdly, a sinner is somebody who believes that Jesus died in their place to bring forgiveness for our sins and to bring us to God. Some people get a wrong impression, oh, Christians, oh, they're those miserable people. Well, I'm sure there are some. Well, there are some. Thus, I'm sure there are some miserable Christians. That's true. Don't know why they're miserable. But what really is a Christian? Somebody who says and recognizes, Jesus, you died on the cross, not just to take away my sin. That's a massive part of it. But the exciting part of it is that when he takes away our sin, he brings us to God. He restores us back into that right relationship with God. This evening, do you know that Christ suffered for our sins, for your sins, once for all time? He never sinned. He died for sinners. He died to bring you safely home to God. He died for you. What is a Christian? Someone who puts their trust fully in Jesus. Someone who has recognized, I can't do it. Nothing I can do. Jesus, you have done everything by dying on that cross for me. Jesus, I come to you and I put my trust completely in you. The Bible says that Jesus will say to that person, my child, your sins are forgiven. Wonderful news. And here it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's not like I called on his name, but I don't feel saved. I don't feel forgiven. It's not about how we feel. It's not about seeing a blinding light. It's about simply trusting fully in Jesus and trusting the promise of what he says. And what is a Christian? Someone who commits their life to following Jesus. That first time that you say, Jesus, I put my trust in you. That's not the end. That is the beginning of a whole new life. It's the beginning of a life that says, Jesus, I want to follow you until the day I die, until the day when you will bring me safely to heaven. So that's what a Christian is. Why should I become a Christian? And maybe you're wondering that tonight. Why should I become a Christian? Well, here is one reason. Jesus is the only way to God. Did you hear me? This is on the authority of the Bible, which is God's word. Jesus is the only way to God. Everybody says, I want to go to heaven when I die. I want to be in heaven. I want to be with God. But they don't make any preparation for that to happen. Jesus says, if you want to be with God forever, he is the only way. So why should I become a Christian? Because by following Jesus, we find God's purpose for our lives. Maybe you're running about, it's like the boys say, I'm trying to find your identity, trying to find who you are. You will never find who you truly are until you become a Christian, because then you're living in the purpose that God has for you. The Bible says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Rick Warren, who's a not the Bible, but is a famous Bible teacher, said, "You were made for God. You were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, your life will never make sense." And thirdly, why should I become a Christian? Heaven and eternal life only come through Jesus. Jesus says that the wages of sin is death, to be cut off from God forever. It's not just talking about physical death. It's talking about spiritual death. It is talking about being separated from God's love forever. That is the wages of sin. But the free gift of God, you don't have to pay for it. The free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then finally, how can I become a Christian? Very simply, admit that I have sinned. Admit it. Confess my sin to God. Repent of it. And that's maybe the hard bit, because some people say, well, I'm okay with admitting my sin. You know, I mean, we're all sinners, so it's okay to admit that. Maybe even okay to confess that. What's this repenting? This repenting is turning away from your sin and turning to go God's way. That's a very important part. Repenting of it. Trusting completely in Jesus' death for you on the cross as the only way for forgiveness of sins. Following Jesus with your whole heart. Tonight, this is how you can become a Christian. It's why you should become a Christian. It's what a Christian is. Listen to what Jesus said. "I will never turn away one who comes to me." That is actually my favorite verse in the whole Bible. That is a phenomenal promise of Jesus. Right from the youngest child here to the oldest person, Jesus makes you that promise tonight. If you come to him, he will not say to you, "Nah, too bad, done too many things, not good enough," or he won't start all of that. If you come to Jesus tonight, genuinely, from your heart, admitting you're a sinner, confessing your sin to God, turning away from it, trusting completely in Jesus' death for you on the cross, Jesus says to you tonight, "I receive you. I receive you." Why don't you come? Why don't you come? You want to go to heaven? You want to be with God? This is the only way. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you that Jesus came to die for us, to bring us to you. And I pray for each person here tonight that you've spoken to. I pray, Lord, that they won't be able to get this out of their mind, but that they would commit their life to you. Challenge each person, Lord, to trust in you. You are the only way. And so, Holy Spirit, keep speaking to hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. And your love is
great. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.